Welcome to Egano English, the show about watching, understanding, and learning from TV shows and movies from the bestest city in the world, where I only have one day left for Rise Up. I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Kinoko, the co-host of this show. この番組では映画やテレビドラマを楽しみながら英語を学びます。お送りするのは私キノコと映画大好きライズアップ大好きなマイクです。イエーイ。 Coming up today, we'll introduce a new segment to this show.
We find out if キノコ cried or laughed during Shaun of the Dead.
Plus, we answer the all important questionIs it okay to have a commercial of high school kids jumping up and down on beds dressed in their PJs? Pajamas.
Yes. All of those questions will be answered here today. But first, it is time for streaming news. Kind of a new segment, but not really a new segment nor a segment. Mm-hmm. It's a quick update on streaming services where you can watch movies and TVs online.
Tomorrow, teenagers on steroids. A spotlight report on America's newest drug epidemic on NBC Nightly News with Tom Brokaw.
Nightly News with Tom Brokaw. All right, streaming news. We have two quick updates today in streaming news. First, an update on Netflix Japan.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to eganoenglish.com/Netflix, that is N-E-T, N-E-T-F-L-I-X. there is an article on our site about Netflix, so please check it out. There's a lot of information and some screenshots.
Mm-hmm.
That link is also in today's show notes. So The Skinny on Netflix. I signed up for Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah, it's kind of a difficult word to say.
Netflix.
Yeah. They have a 1 month free trial. I'm trying that out and I'll continue to update everyone on if it's good or not. And, you know, I'll continue using it and just kind of talk about it. I haven't had a lot of time to use it yet, but I'm very hopeful for the service. I'm looking forward to it. And we'll just kind of stay tuned and find out more information. But Kinoko, have you signed up or tried using it yet?
Not yet, but after that, I will do that, of course. It's 680円とかだよね。It's very cheap.
Yeah, there are three different prices.
そうだったね。
I would not go with the cheapest one.
Oh, you, how about, じゃあどうするの?
It's a free trial, but when you sign up, you choose. I went with the middle plan, the standard plan.
Because, what's the difference?
The basic plan has no HD.
High grade or no?
High definition. It's not high definition. And you can only watch it on one device at a time. With the standard plan, you have HD, and you can watch it on like two different devices at the same time.
PC and tablet とか.
Yeah.
Yeah, smartphone でも見られるとか.
So, you know, you can be sitting in your living room or something like that and watch Netflix on your... Whatever that iPad, yeah, the iPad. And your husband could be, you know, in the bedroom watching something else on Netflix at the same time on his iPad or his phone or something.
Different work でもいいのね。
Yeah.
そうなんだ。
So at the same time. And then the premium, which is like 1,400 or something like that, it has Ultra HD. Which is kind of almost like the 4K.
4K TV みたいなやつ。
Yeah. So it's very, very high quality. And you have like four devices that you can use at the same time.
それはいらないか。It depends on the person.
Yeah.
How to use it.
I don't need that. I don't have a 4K TV or anything like that, and there's only two of us in our house, so it's not necessary.
Good news.
Yeah.
Netflix is a 動画配信 service giant だから.
Yes, and they have a lot of really fantastic original material that they produce. But no House of Cards.
No House of Cards?
No House of Cards.
Eh, so なの?
Yeah, I think because the whoever it is that owns Hulu, they have the rights to show House of Cards in Japan.
Eh, so なの? だけどさ、Hulu で見られる House of Cards は only season 1でしょ?
Yeah. I think that they're waiting for that contract to end. I don't think they can show the seasons after that because of that. So they're kind of stuck.
Ah, so なの? じゃあどうしようかな? ちょっと待つかな?
Yeah, and
House of Cards が見たいんだもん。 House of Cards の season 2が見たい。 Yeah.
Have you seen season 1?
Of course.
Oh, I haven't finished season 1 yet.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, you should...
Okay. And another really quick thing, there were no English subtitles for Glee. I watched episode 12 and there were no English subtitles for that. I don't know why, but...
In the Netflix.
Yeah, on Netflix.
Netflix. English ones. That's a little bit nice. It's not nice. Not kind to us.
Yeah, so I don't know why. I don't know if they're going to, you know...Fix that problem. Mm-hmm. I hope they do. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So our next rule, I can't say quick. That wasn't really quick, but our next topic is, are you an Amazon Prime?
No.
You're not?
Only standard, not Prime.
So Amazon Prime, if you don't know, Amazon Prime is a special membership on Amazon. You get a quicker delivery, and it's what?
So, 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 わかる、わかる。
It's like 4,000 yen a year. So it's, I think, incredibly cheap because you don't have to pay for a lot of shipping also, and you get it quicker.So I am an Amazon Prime member, and Amazon announced not too long ago that they are bringing Amazon Prime Video to Japan.
I see.
And Amazon Prime Video, it's like Hulu. It's like Netflix or Unext or Giao. And it's a streaming video service.
Amazon の streaming service も。
Yes. And if you are an Amazon Prime member, it's free.
Ah, そうなの?
Yes. It's part of the service.
Ah, そっかそっか。じゃあ、4,000でいいんだね。
Yeah, a year.
A year ね。
4,000 a year.
4,000 a year. 1年間の会費4,000払えば、quicker shipping とこのビデオも楽しめるんだね。
Yeah, and I think a lot of the times you don't pay for the shipping either. The shipping is included with the Amazon Prime membership. So 4,000 a year, you compare that to Hulu and Netflix. I mean, that is...Really cheap.
そうだね。そう考えるとね。
And if you buy, I buy a lot of stuff off of Amazon. So if you buy a lot of stuff on Amazon, you're saving a lot of money.
そうだね。
So, I don't know what the video selection is going to be like, but as soon as that come out, it's supposed to come out sometime this month. And since I have the Amazon Prime, I will, you know, keep everyone updated on this and let you know if.There is anything good on there, and if it's worth it.
確かさ、I've heard that the member of the Top Gear started their new Top Gear like show and Amazon Video.
I think so. If it is, I'm very, very happy about that.
そうだよね。Hopefully, you can watch it in Japan.
Yeah. But I am a little concerned about.Top Gear, because before, I think when they were Yeah, before they were on BBC.
Mm.
And BBC was very, we would say, heavy-handed.
Mm-hmm.
They regulated them a lot and kind of restrained them.
Mm.
I think now, without those restraints,
mm-hmm.
I think the restraints made it funny.
Mm-hmm.
Because they couldn't do it. You know, they wanted to do it and they were trying to do it. And that adds a lot to the humor.
Yeah.
But you remove those restraints and they can do whatever. I'm a little concerned about that. Okay. All right. So it's time to introduce our new segment, What's on TV? And bumpers. So bumpers are used a lot in America on both the TV and on the radio. They are used to move from one segment of a show to a new segment.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we use like a clip from the movie or the TV show mm-hmm. we are going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
However, for our new segment, What's on TV? We want to try something a little different. So we're going to use like old commercials.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Old commercials from... You're making me cough. Old commercials from when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, actually, is this used commonly in Japan? Bumpers? This kind of transition on like radio or TV?
TV はね、多分ね、コマーシャルが the same, almost the same role だと思う。けど、ラジオは、it is called jingle in Japanese.
Jingle?
Jingle. It is intermission, brief intermission between segments or programs. They are original jingles in Japan.
Yeah, a jingle is an ad.
Mm.
It's a type of ad.
Ah, so nano.
Yeah.
But it's not ad in Japanese.
So if
just
you go...
Just announcement of okay. the radio waves, tuning number.
Yeah.
Mm. Or the title of the program. So it's very very original to each program or each radio station. So it makes me feel nostalgic. Yeah. これあったあったって。When I go back to Sapporo, I tune in the FM at the same jingle as
the radio station jingle.
So.
Yeah. If you go into Yamada Denki or Ardeo Deo, and it's like Yamada Denki, you always hear in the background the Yamada Denki. That's a jingle. That's what we would call it, a jingle. And our little bumper here for What's on TV, this is also a jingle for Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean?
Yeah, it's like a soap thing that you use to clean the floors
clean.
And clean.
Yeah.
Mr. Clean, okay. So bumper. Okay.
Tomorrow.
That was not it. Bumper.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Okay, that was a lot longer than I remembered it.
絶対書いたくない。
Mr. Clean, so what's on TV? And Kinoko, did you watch anything since last week?
さ、先週はもうHuluでずっとあれ見てたよ。ショーノブとデートとグリーの some episodes of Glee.
Okay.
Dude.
So just the podcast stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I should probably say what's on TV. This segment is what we watch outside of the podcast. Mm. So just our regular, you know, what we watch on TV or the movies that we watch and just have a little discussion. We want to talk about, you know, movies and TV shows and everything. So extra stuff. Mm-hmm. So for me, what I've watched, baseball.
Yeah, of course. It's your routine and you do your duty.
My duty, yes.
Yeah.
As a citizen of Hiroshima, I have to watch the Carp lose.
Yeah.
They've been losing a lot. And no. Tuesday through Sunday, every day, we have the Sky Perfect Yaku package. So we get all of the games. We watch it every night while we eat dinner. And almost as religiously, I watch the Puro Yaku news. Unless the Carp really loses badly, and then I don't want to watch. And pro Yaku news. Yeah.
Is it Sky Perfect TV or other?
Yeah. Channel? It's I think it comes on CS.
Oh, I see.
Maybe. We DVR most of what we watch, so I don't really remember.
I see.
Yeah, and it's just a program that talks about
Japanese
all of the games.
Talk show. Huh? It's a Japanese news, though.
Yeah, Japanese baseball news program.
Baseball.
Pro Yaku news. Yeah, and your microphone is.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I watch Genki Maru, and Genki Maru is local sports program. It's a weekly sports program. It talks about the Carp. It talks about Sanfrice. I think, what is it? The Thunders is the local volleyball team. And there's also like the local basketball team and everything that we have. So that's another thing that we watch weekly. And that's a very good show, but it's a sports show. Also this week, I watched a little bit of volleyball, the women's volleyball. I'm a big, big fan of Kimura Saori. You don't know. Oh, she is wonderful. She always has a big smile on her face. She always looks so happy. And she's so cute.
Recent baseball player, women Japanese baseball player, they are all so cute.
Volleyball.
Volleyball.
Yeah, this is volleyball.
Volleyball player. They are cute.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, that's actually sugoi mukashi wa, kotoba, ex-Tokyo Olympic Games no atari no baseball player wa very powerful atta no. Very strong and powerful. But unfortunately, they are not so beautiful, unfortunately. So, but, very high, でさ、スレンダーでさ、綺麗だな、
Yeah. Saori, Saori, she's like 185 centimeters.
そうなの？
Yeah.
それはバイオリンやんなきゃダメだね。
Yeah, she's.
So you also like volleyball?
Women's volleyball. I started watching women's volleyball when I was in high school. I used to watch late at night. They would show the University of Hawaii, their volleyball. And so I started watching it then. I've always just been a big fan of. I don't care too much about men's volleyball. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I like women's volleyball and I like women's golf. Yeah, but men's golf, watching it on TV, I have no interest. And men's volleyball, I have no interest in mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. I like the style of play for mm-hmm. women's volleyball. I think it's far more interesting.
The tennis とかは? How about tennis?
I've tried getting into tennis, but when I have to admit, I watched Martina Hingis.
Ah, hi, 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 hi.
But she was cute, so I think that's why. Yeah. And I don't know if it's still going on, but there's kind of like a tournament right now for the women's volleyball. They played South Korea and I think Serbia. I watched a little bit of those games, so a lot of fun.
ああそうだったんだ。もうね、バレーボール見ないんだよね。昔は見たの。だけどさ、バレーボールプログラム is strongly related to the Fuji TV でしょ?フジテレビ。I don't like フジテレビ。
I have no preference for TV stations in Japan, so...
なんでも派手なの。派手になんかスポーツ is like festival なんか something big event みたいな感じでさお祭りになるのがフジ TV のそういうのがすごく嫌いでそれであまり見なくなっちゃったの。
Is Fuji TV, are they the station that every time they do a sports program they have to have the boy band on TV?
そうそうそうそう、それがね、そうそう、もうそれがね、本当にもうインクレディブルなのね。本当に嫌いで。なんで?っていう。
That annoys me. And I think, you know, people come, like, I remember watching the volleyball tournament a year or two ago. I think this was for going to the Olympics or something, a qualification. And I was thinking, it's like, you know, all of these professionals, not professional, but...kind of professional, like volleyball players, they're coming to Japan for this very serious tournament. And like between the games, they have this goofy boy band come out singing and dancing. And they're like, these people are probably thinking like, what the hell is going on in this country?
そうだよね、思うよ。It's very rude for them.
Yeah.
So, but I believe the game itself is very exciting.
Yeah.
So, だからIf I had a chance to watch it in live, 会場で直接見るんだったら、it's good だと思うけどね。Without boy band.
Without the boy band, yeah.、Yeah. If I ever get the time, I want to, because we have a professional team here in Hiroshima,、I want to try going out to、some of the games.、I think it's interesting because the last time I saw...They have the men's league and the women's league. And if you get the ticket, it's for both games. So they play like the men's game. Mm-hmm. And then after the men's game, they have the women's game. So it's all at the same time. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we just to brag, I think that our women's soccer team, the female soccer team,Just recently got promoted to the highest rank.
そうだね。In Japan, ね。Especially, なでしこ。
I'm talking about for Hiroshima. The professional team.
へえ、そうなんだ。
We have Sanfrecce, and now we have the women's team.
Women's team が。そう、じゃあそっからさ、future national members will be selected.
Maybe. Hiroshima is sugoi. What else did I watch? After watching Shaun of the Dead, I have autoplay turned on Hulu. So it just brings up a movie. And it brought up this movie called Cowboys and Zombies.
Ah, なんかあったかもね。
And I was like, ooh, cowboys and zombies. This looks pretty cool. And I started watching it and I was like, oh, okay.
You watched it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah. Is it a B or C movie?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's like, this is going to be like a really bad B movie. It's going to be funny like Sharknado. Do you know Sharknado?
You mentioned?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's another B movie that's bad, but it's funny and everything because it's bad. Yeah. This movie was just horrible. everything. This is not a watchable movie.
Ah, so.
Don't watch it.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's all I want to say about that. I watched also The Untold History of the United States. This is like a documentary series, I think about 10 episodes. It's done by Oliver Stone. Do you know Oliver Stone?
It's the director?
Yeah.
Director of what? I don't remember it.
So he directed a lot of movies. Platoon.
Hi.
JFK.
Hi.
Natural Born Killers. The great Tom Cruise movie, Born on the 4th of July. He's done movies about Nixon called Nixon. He did a movie about George W. Bush called, I think, W. So he makes a lot of like, very political movies. And this series, it's kind of like, what is the real history? And it starts from World War II and it comes up to the present day. I watched the first two episodes, which are both about World War II. The next episode is going to be about the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But it's kind of looking at, you know, this is what you're taught in school, but it's kind of wrong. And this is what, you know, what really happened. And these are the real facts of the history. So in the first two episodes, it talks about, you know, in America, we say we won World War II. But the truth is that the Soviet Union won World War II. They're really the people who defeated the Germans. So I think it's a very good, fascinating documentary.
Okay.
I studied history, so I really enjoy it.
Okay, so これはフルでも見られるもんね。1 hour program だ。
Yeah, I think it's about 45 minutes or something like that. 15 minutes, an hour, maybe.
ああ、面白そうだね。
Two kind of precautions to take from this. It uses a lot of historical footage. So it uses a lot of footage from World War II. So there is a lot of maybe kind of disturbing footage of dead bodies.
I see.
And seeing people getting shot.
I see.
So if you have a weak stomach.
But we have to face such thing.
Yeah. For me, I think it was very subtle. And it wasn't very gross. You don't see like blood and everything like that. I've seen far worse in university, just studying and everything. But some people do have a weak stomach. I don't want someone to start watching it and be like, and get sick or whatever. The other thing, it is about America and American history, but we're talking about World War II, and it does talk about Japan, and it kind of very briefly mentions some of topics that are very controversial in Japan. So talking about like Nanjing and invading Manchuria and the war in China. It's very brief, but some people, you know, it's controversial in Japan. So some people might not like what they say.
But we have to have a wide aspect from every aspect. And
yeah. I would say, you know, open-minded is what you're trying to say. And I would agree with that. But for some people, it's difficult to be open-minded on some topics.
But we have to try to be.
Yeah. But it's just a warning. If you don't like that kind of topics, then.
Okay.
All right. And finally, I watched a lot of crap this week. But I think you will like this. Mm-hmm. And it's Save with Jamie.
Save じゃないね。Save with Jamie.
Yes, and this right. is Jamie Oliver, mm-hmm. who is an English celebrity chef. Mm-hmm. He does a lot of cooking shows on mm-hmm. TV. He's very mm-hmm. famous. Mm-hmm. He's very famous for, what is that? You know, focusing on healthy food.
I see.
And, you know, local products, organic local products and healthy food. He's a wonderful presenter. Mm. And the food that he makes is very good. It mm. looks very yummy. I've tried a couple of his recipes.
Okay.
And this series is cooking on a budget. So,
if, Hmm? So it's not inexpensive.
Inexpensive
and good.
And good and healthy.
And healthy.
And if you like food, if you're a foodie, I'm a foodie. Mm-hmm. Mm. I like food. I like good food. If you like that, and if you're interested in, you know, British culture, then I think this is a very unique way to experience and look at British culture. If you... Mm. get to see the food and the kinds of food that they eat. In the first episode, you know, they're making like a kind of traditional Sunday dinner.
Oh,
いいかも. Everything. So it's very good. It's a great show.
いつかこれでトークする? いつかこれ we can pick up to talk about in this podcast.
Yeah.
それでもいい。
Yeah, good show, good show. And Jamie is very entertaining. All right, so let us move along and go to Sean of the Dead.
Get higher, baby. Get higher, girl.
What does he do? Just say bass or freeze. What a tip.
Sean of the Dead. So one more time. Sean is a 30-something loser with a dull, easy existence. When he's not working at the electronics store, he lives with his slovenly best friend, Ed, in a small flat on the outskirts of London. The only unpredictable element in his life is his girlfriend, Liz, who wishes desperately for Sean to grow up and be a man. When the town is inexplicably overrun with zombies, Sean must rise to the occasion and protect both Liz and his mother.
Sean of the Dead. 主人公のショーンは30歳の家電店店員。ロンドンでだらしない友人エドとだらしない生活を送っています。恋人のリズには将来の見通しが立たないと言われて売られたばかり。失意の生活を送ろうとしていたその時、街中にゾンビが溢れていることに気がつきます。恋人と母親を救い出すためにショーンとエドは立ち上がります。
Okay, so very quickly, a little bit about, let's kind of in, talk a little bit about the movie and everything. And so the director, Edgar Wright, he also directed Hot Fuzz and The World's End, which are part of the, or which is along with Shaun of the Dead. All three of them are kind of a series. Mm-hmm. Kind of a comedy zombie series. Mm-hmm. He also did Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Mm-hmm. And he had directed the new upcoming movie Ant-Man, which is part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So a very good director who makes kind of low budget movies. He does a lot of low budget movies, but very good quality movies. And it was written by both Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg. They wrote it together.
Simon Pegg が書いてんだね。
Yeah. And the friend Ed, his name is Nick Frost. He's a pretty famous comedian in England. Mm-hmm. I don't really know of anything that people in Japan would know, so I didn't list that. Mm. But Simon Pegg, also who plays Sean, he's been in a lot of stuff. He's been in the Mission Impossible 3, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, the new Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. He was in the 2009 Star Trek reboot. He was in Star Trek Into Darkness with the Cumberbatch. And he is writing or co-writing the newest Star Trek film that they're filming. And he is also in Star Wars Episode 7.
Coming soon, it's
coming soon in December to a theater near you. And he's been in a lot of other stuff. So he's a funny guy. He's a good writer and a wonderful actor. I like him very much.
Funny character.
Right.
Funny movie.
So let's answer the question. Shaun of the Dead. Did you cry or did you laugh?
Not cry, but oh, it's very gross. So, and I was alone when I watched this show. So, just ちょっと怖かったよ. In the middle of the, middle of the day, I was alone at my house. And oh yeah, someone will intrude into my house with bloody hand. Oh, もう怖かったよ.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, but it's still comedy. But yeah, ちょっとねグロかったね. 結構ね, またグロいよ. また食べられてる. Oh, he or she is being bitten.
Oh.
Beat him. So
did you laugh? Did you think it was funny?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Doki-doki-ne. I don't know. It's really serious or not.
No, it's not a serious movie. It's a comedy.
Yeah, but...
It's meant to be a comedy. It's a parody.
But it's a parody of the... Romero's zombie show.
Dawn of the Dead, Night of the Living Dead, All of the Day of the Dead, all of those, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen most of those. Scary as crap.
So do you like zombie movie?
Yeah. I saw World War Z. World War Z, yeah, that's the Brad Pitt movie. Where everyone turns into zombies. I think it was Brad Pitt. Yeah.
Why guys like zombie?
I don't know.
What is zombie stand for you?
Zombie?
Yeah. There are so many zombie movies. And minna akimoshinaide miteru janai?
I mean, they're scary.
Yes.
And I think what's really scary about zombies are you can become a zombie. You know, like most monsters, you can't really turn into the monster. You know, if aliens come and they attack, then, you know, it's the alien and you can't turn into an alien or something like that. But you can turn into a zombie. It's like a Dracula or a vampire.
Yeah.
You know, they bite you, you become it's a modern vampire. An updated scary vampire.
Ah. So ka.
And then just nasty looking.
So da ne, nasty looking de ne. So yes, I laughed it some time. You mentioned only Simon Pegg, but there is Dr. Watson も出てたでしょ? ちょっとだけ。
Yeah. Martin Freeman makes a very brief appearance. Mm. And that was, I loved that scene. The whole, the doppelganger scene where they meet the other group, which is just like them. And they have the day where they, each person meets, they kind of greets their doppelganger. Yeah. And I don't know if you also caught it, but at the end, when Sean and his girlfriend are in the house and flipping through the channels, there was a brief, we would say cameo.
It's
called a cameo, like Martin Freeman, that was a cameo.
Martin Freeman가?
Yeah.
出てた? 最後に?
No. From that scene that you were talking about, you know, that would be a cameo kind of appearance.
Cameo 出演ってやつね.
And then at the end, we have a cameo from, do you know Coldplay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
そうなの? Coldplay が出てんの?
Yeah. What's his name? Chris Martin? The singer? The lead singer? I think his name is Chris Martin.
Yeah. え、本当? 見てみよう.
Yeah.
Like as a zombie?
No. They were having the zombie aid. They were talking about, you know, musicians getting together to raise money for like the zombies or something like that. And they were interviewing two musicians, and that was Coldplay.
そうなの?
Yeah.
そうなんだ? Okay. I like Coldplay.
Yeah. It's a great band to have in your playlist when you're like driving around.
そうだね. I think so. Definitely. そうそう大好き.
Yeah, we listened to a lot of Coldplay when we were on the self-drive tour in Iceland.
わかるよ。だってさ、なんだっけ、一番最初に the most popular song だと思う. なんだっけ、忘れちゃった。
The most 一番有名なやつ. The most popular Coldplay song. Trying to think of it. What is that? I should be ashamed.
Viva la vida.
Viva la vida.
Yeah. When I was in car, driving car.
That's
my favorite. Yeah. And that's the first song I learned about Coldplay. I got to know.
That's my alarm.
そうなの?
I have two. I have two alarms set on my phone. One is that song, and the other is my niece singing.
そうなの、かわいい.
All right, so the movie itself. I think.
And mother. Sean's mother is from Downton Abbey.
Yes, she is the mother of what's
Matthew.
His name?
So.
Yeah, she's excellent. She's excellent in this movie as well.
So she didn't know how the situation is going. The zombie, she don't know about zombie, that was it.
A little naive?
Naive. So, like, this house must be Daresore's house, とか言って.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is our friend, let's go see how they are. Yeah. Well, what about the stepfather?
Ah! 気づいたらゾンビになってたよね. He turned to be a zombie in their car. He's alive.
mother가. And what is his name? Bill Nighy. Bill Nighy. He's I think he's pretty big in Britain.
Very British stereotyped actor な感じがしたけど.
Yeah, Very, very British, the whole.
Yeah, so, so, British.
You were bitten. It's like, I ran a cold tap over it. It's okay. I don't need a doctor. Yeah.
So, so. だから、うん、面白いなと。そういうのが、そういうのを一つ一つ見つけるのが楽しかった。I was fun to pick up to find such tiny stuff. Oh, here is he or here is her. She, here is she とかそういうの見つけながら見るのも楽しかったし。うん、でもまあ、basically it's gross, so もういいかな。
Was it gross? Did you find it gross?
え、だってさ、そこら辺でもみんな血みどろだったじゃない、bloody。
Yeah, because I, for me, it was not gross. Have you watched any like real zombie movies?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, thank you.
For me, it's purely comical. You know, it's like this, the scene where they're in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And they find a zombie and they're like, you know, oh, let's throw the records at him. Let's throw the teapot at it. Here, you know. That's just, it's hilarious. You know, and there's like, oh, we have a shovel and a cricket bat. And
yeah, yeah. And finally, the record, all the records.
Yeah.
And
the scene where they go to Sean's girlfriend's apartment building, and Sean's like running from the car to the apartment building. Yeah. He's kind of like skipping and running around, hitting zombies in the head. You know, it's like,
they're all funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's only really a couple of scenes I thought. Where you see a little kind of like gore.
Gore?
Yeah, G-O-R-E, you know, like blood and... So it's very weak.
Very weak. Yeah. So.
Very, very funny. Just, there's this... yeah, there's so many little things going on in this movie that it's... We don't have enough time to talk about it, so let's move along. And our next show is what?
Hey.
Glee.
We have all felt the cold humiliation of a slushie in the face. But as of right now, our relative anonymity as a club shields us from more severe persecution.
Mm-hmm.
Swirlies. Patriotic wedgies.
What's a patriotic wedgie?
It's when they hoist you up the flagpole by your undies.
All right. Up the flagpole by your underwear. Doesn't that sound fun?
え?あれでしょ?旗にあのパーツをつけるってやつでしょ?
Yeah.
Mm.
So imagine your underwear is a flag.
Mm. That's terrible.
And they put it up. However, you are inside the underwear.
Yeah.
So you go up the flagpole.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was a scene from Glee Season 1, Episode 12, Mattresses, or Mattress. When the Glee Club is left out of the yearbook because of budget cuts, everyone seems to be relieved that they won't have to suffer the ridicule of years past. Everyone except Rachel, that is, who wants her legacy cemented in print. Meanwhile, Quinn makes it her mission to be in the Cheerios yearbook photo, and Will and Terry's relationship is shaken to its core.
Glee Club が卒業アルバムに乗るか乗らないかで生徒たち、そしていつものように Will と Sue が大騒ぎします。グリークラブは学校でバカにされないようにマットレスの CM に出ることに、そしてテリーの秘密がついにバレてしまいます。うん。
So,
Mattress
for a bed.
Yeah, of course,
yeah.
I know.
Okay.
Mattress CM. Is it so prestigious?
I think when you're in high school and you get to do a commercial, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
you're kind of like, ooh, I'm in a commercial.
I'm on TV.
You're on TV.
Because it's on TV, だからか. So yeah. Mattress. If you are in the TV commercial, what kind of advertisement would you like to join in?
Anything but food.
そうなの?
Yeah.
Why? Why not food?
Do you know how many times you have to do that? So if you're in a food commercial where you eat the food, you have to do that like 30 or 40 times. You're going to get sick of it.
そっかそっかそっか. しかもさ、そんなに美味しくないんだよね。
I've been on TV before. I could care less,
you have
honestly.
Been on TV?
Yeah.
え、何のTVに出たの?
When I was a kid, do you know Nickelodeon?
No.
Nickelodeon, it's a kids' TV channel. They show a lot of like cartoons and kind of educational kids' program and everything. And they had this program, kind of like a quiz show. But it was for kids. And they came out to California. They came out to the Marine base that we were living on. And they had this like big, this was around the time of the first Gulf War back in the 90s. And so they came out to the Marine Corps base because all of our parents were going away. And they did this big TV show and I was on it and I was on TV for a couple of minutes. Whenever we go to the carp game, my wife, she always records it and we watch it, or she watches it. I could care less. We watch it and it's like, oh, there you are. There you are. There you are. But never her. You never see her. It's always me you see. And I think it was on the news a little bit in like a local thing in Shikoku once. Not Shikoku, but Shizuoka.
へえ、いっぱい出てるね。
Yeah, who cares?
あ、そう。
Yeah, so I think more important than this commercial, although the commercial does play an important part of the series, but finally, Will finds out. He discovers the truth about his wife, Terry.
だってさ、怖かったよね。 Will、怖かったね。Scary.
Yeah,
he was very, very angry.
Wouldn't you be? Wouldn't you be?
Me?
Yeah. I mean, if you were a guy and your wife was pretending to be pregnant, would you get mad?
What do you mean? どういうこと?もう一回
If you So pretend you are Will And you come home And you discover
もし私が Will の立場だったら 怒る いや泣くな多分 Cry And weep Not angry っていうか もう disappointed で Feel so Very very disappointed And cry Sob しかないと思うの。angryっていうか、怒り、怒り too disappointed to be angry at.
Yeah, I think there is something to be said about the fact that he seemed more bothered by his wife lying than not having a daughter. That never seemed to really be an issue, right? The fact that there isn't a daughter. He thought he was going to have a daughter, but now he's not. And that never seemed to be an issue for him. Which is still, I don't like Will.
You don't like?
I don't like Will. He's an idiot. He's a fake.
すごい怖かったんだけど.
And he got very scary.
だからさ、でも、だってね, because he is never... He's never short in temper, like character.
Yeah.
So such characters people. Once such people get mad, it's a reward, だよね。
Yeah.
Mm. So my husband, なの。Hi, my husband is very long temper, なの。だから、mm-hmm. once he get mad, すごい怖いの。あんな感じになるよ。Like Will みたいになる。
Yeah.
うん。すごい普段はあのニコニコしてるから。からさ、そうそうそう。
I think...
ママ友達、mm-hmm. で、sometimes talk, talking about such thing. Oh, your husband is so ニコニコ type character. So, he will be very scary once he get mad とか。My other mom said, my husband is always noisy at something, so he is not scary once he get mad とか。そういう話するよ。
I wonder what I'm like. I don't know.
そうそうそう。いやー、でもね。
I think I'm always noisy, so.
You are noisy? そうかな。Maybe you are very long temper だと思うけどね。
Nah.
そうじゃないの?
it depends, like, with family, no. Outside of family, I think I can be pretty patient with people.
Ah, そうなんだ。Thank you for your patience.
There's nothing to be patient about.
Okay.
All right, so, do you think that Will and Terry are going to divorce?
わかんないけど、someday?
Because of the baby problem.
That's a baby issue is a very big. Baby is their main, one of the main issue in their relationship. So once Terry cheated him, it's a disaster なんじゃないかな?
Yeah, I think it is. I think...Well, I know what's going to happen, so I don't want to talk about that.
そうそうそう。だってさ、あの、before the wedding ceremony of Emma, he came back home and changed his clothes, and Terry comes home. Nothing, do you remember that scene?
Maybe. My tummy.
Oh.
My tummy is growling. Did you hear that?
ちょっとだけ。何の音かな黙ってればよかったのに。
You should be quiet.
Okay, okay. そうそう。その時にさ、Terry said, Will said, I want to be, だ詳しいこと忘れたけど、I wish I would be happy.With you みたいなこと言ってたじゃない。
Yeah.
誰か怖かったの。あそこもああいうのも怖いよね。怖いと思う。
Yeah, scary words to be saying. What about Emma and what's his name?
Ken.
Ken. Yeah. What do you think is gonna happen between them now?
結局で、Ken went away from the wedding ceremony. He never come.
Did that happen this episode?
あ、違ったっけ? 次のエピソードだっけ? 忘れちゃった。もう全部、3つか4つ全部見ちゃったからね。忘れちゃったっけ?
A tease. A tease. Does Ken show up to the wedding?
そうだっけ? So...あれ?どう?でも違ったっけ?そんなシーンじゃなかったっけな。
I thought...Yeah, this was a good episode, right? It was, we see a different side of Will, their relationship, we're getting closer to Emma and Ken's wedding, we're getting closer to sectionals, right? Which is, I'm very happy about because I like the singing and the dancing bit.
Yeah, 今回はいっぱいいい曲があった。おー、いい曲があったね。これね、ちょっと硬くてね、頭が痛くなるの、ヘレークなの、これ。ごめんなさい。そうそうそう。で、a good thing, good song, So I was happy to hear that, to listen to that. あとはそうだな、They were so funny だったね、あの TV コマーシャル、
the scene. Oh, the commercial. Yeah, but...
やれやりたい、もう jumping on the mattress. すごくやりたい、もう3つとか4つとかさ並べて、ポンポンポンポンもう飛んであれてやりたい。
Wasn't it a little disturbing?
Disturbing?
Yeah.
Disturbing what? To jump up in a mattress?
What do you mean by disturbing?
What do you mean by disturbing?
You know, they're high school kids.
Mm.
And they're jumping around in their pajamas. Isn't that just weird? They're high school kids. Mm. They should be wearing clothes, not pajamas. No PJs.
PJs.
No PJs for you. I don't know. Something about kids in pajamas jumping up and down is wrong.
間違ってる?
It's just wrong.
でもそしたら、あの、もう younger kids should do that.
Younger kids, I think, yeah. You know, elementary school kids, that's fine. That's cute.
可愛いかもしれないね。
There's just something slightly adult and wrong.
確かにね。
Especially when they're all people like in their mid-20s, pretending to be high school kids.
But it's drama.
Yeah, I know. It's, but the commercial kind of hurts the Glee Club, doesn't it?
そうだったね。
Because of the mattress.
Because of the mattress. Well, open the package and
Why?
Use it. She left home after the fight with... He left home. Yeah, he left home after the fight. Quarrel with Terry. He need to sleep alone in the school.
Yeah.
So he used the mattress.
And I understand why it happened, but I still wonder and I'm very confused by why he opened the mattress.
Oh.
Why? You can just sleep on the plastic. You're in school. You're in your office at school wearing your work clothes. You don't need to take the plastic off. It's not going to make it that more comfortable.
More comfortable?
It's not comfortable.
In the plastic.
Plastic, no plastic, it makes no difference. Why would you open it? It's not yours. He's selfish.
Because he must be confused, Janai. After he couldn't accept many things about his family. So yakepachi de do ni demo nare to omotta janai.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it.
But it's drama. Without it's opening drama. It, there is no problem, John.
There, it does not. Yeah, the problem, which is that he has to leave the Glee Club, right?
So. Because, by opening the mattress, that means he accepted the reward of TV commercial.
Payment.
Payment. 同じことだもん。でもさ、payback すればいいと思わない? Don't you think? It's nothing if you pay back the money. Pay for it.
Yeah.
It's no problem. But why don't why?
It's a drama.
It's a drama. そうだよね。だから、so the finally it's drama is why finally the Glee Club Glee Club member were happy to be in the 卒業アルバム?
Yearbook.
Yeah, yearbook.
Yearbook. It's not 卒業. It's not a graduation thing. It's very different in America.
Ah, そうかさ, yearbook そうか。卒業関係ないんだもんね。みんな乗るんだもんね。Okay. So, at the beginning, they are very unhappy and reluctant to be in the yearbook, except Rachel.
Yeah.
But finally, they change their mind and very seem to be very happy in the yearbook. But finally, the other student, 落書きしてたよね。Ridiculed.
Yeah, they made fun of them and
yeah.
defaced.
Defaced って言うんだ。
Yeah.
Which
is very common.
うん、
わかる。I did that.
Yeah, did on what?
You draw funny faces on people you don't like in the yearbook.
うん、yearbook に。
Yeah.
You did that?
Yeah.
Oh, そうなの？ダメじゃない。Yeah. How about in your textbook? In the history textbook, there are so many pictures and photos of historical people, and it's very common among Japanese elementary school students to deface on the Oda Nobunaga とか。
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, very common.
Usually, it can be difficult to do that because someone already did it before you. So,
but you have your own textbook.
In America, no.
そうなの?
No, the school has textbooks, and they give you a textbook at the beginning of the year, and you use it for that year, and then at the end of the year, you give it back.
そうなんだ。
Yeah.
だってさ、変わらないの毎年。Mm-hmm. The content should be changed yearly. But how about that?
What content needs to change every year?
いや、例えばさ、まあ、例えば、English とか Mathematics は doesn't change so much. But how about history or social something?
History is history. It doesn't change.
Oh, so なの? In Japan, the history textbook is very controversial every year.
Well, yeah. We kind of talked a little bit about that earlier, right?
びっくり。そうなんだね。So, the former user already did the deface.
Yeah.
So you can add it.
You can add other stuff to it, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Ja. Okay.
So I thought maybe it might be interesting to talk very briefly before moving on about yearbooks. So in America, when you get into high school, every year they make a yearbook, and it has everyone in the school.So all of the faculty, the teachers, all of them are in the yearbook. Every student is in the yearbook. They usually have it broken up into the like freshman section, the sophomore, junior, and seniors.
ちゃんとあるんだね。
Yeah. Most places they have like a special section for the seniors because they are graduating. So they tend to have like, you know, bigger pictures and they're nicer pictures. They also will have a section for the clubs. So for all of the athletic clubs, you know, like we're seeing happening in this, you know, the club gets a special picture for the club. The club gets together. The football team gets together. They take a picture of the football team. And you get this.And you always go around and, you know, you sign other people's yearbooks. You like leave a message or something like that. Other people sign your yearbooks.
I know.
Yeah, it's very important kind of thing that happens.
So, yeah, such stuff is only for the graduation. And I mean, like senior student only in Japan.
All 4 years in America.
Oh, Just so big, でしょ? So thick.
Yes.
でしょ?
Yes.
And
heavy.
Heavy.
Yeah.
You should buy it?
Yeah.
Oh,
Almost everyone does.
Oh, そうなんだ. It's mandatory.
Not mandatory.
Not mandatory, but almost everyone want it.
Yeah.
Want it.
It's, you know, kind of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone gets the yearbook.
Oh, I see.
Everyone wants to sign your yearbook. Everyone mm-hmm. wants you mm-hmm. to sign their yearbook.
So ka, so ka.
And then you go through and draw funny faces on the people you don't like. All right.
All right.
So let's move along to...
Were you just singing to a sonogram?
Uh-huh.
Hi, my name is Rachel Berry, and I'll be singing On My Own from the seminal Broadway classic, Les Mis.
Fantastic. Let's hear it.
Glee cover songs. This is where we kind of list for you all of the songs that appeared in this episode of Glee. And first up, we have Rachel and Finn singing Smile by Lily Allen.
Then Rachel sings a little Louis Armstrong with When You Are Smiling.
Louis Armstrong.
Louis.
Yeah. You can, it's usually, you know, can say Louis or Louis.
Mm.
But for, it's Louis Armstrong.
Mm-hmm. Louis okay. Armstrong. Okay.
Van Halen's Jump is performed by New Directions.
Mm-hmm. Finally, Smile by Nat King Cole is sung by New Directions.
Yeah, Smile. I have to say, Nat King Cole, maybe one of the greatest singers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic, beautiful voice.
So da ne.
Nat King Cole. All right. So those were the songs that we heard, and if you watched Glee, you heard while watching Glee.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, actually, next week, the week after next,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be in Hokuriku
mm-hmm.
for most of the week. So if it's possible, can we decide next week and the week after
okay.
next, and I can prepare everything before going to Kanazawa.
Okay.
So do we want to continue? We want to continue with Glee. So
Glee episode, and something. Glee,
yeah, episode 13 and episode mm-hmm. 14.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything you want to watch?
So da, kime nakia nanakatta no wasuri sa. Do you have any idea?
Do I have any ideas?
Me? Only me.
Not only you, but
mm-hmm.
there's nothing on. Is there anything you want to try or watch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could watch The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead?
Yeah, that's another. It's a zombie TV show.
And
that
no,
one's scary.
No, no,
that one's really
you.
Scary.
Only funny or drama.
Only funny or drama. No, scary movies. You don't want to watch the Vampire Diaries?
Vampire?
Diaries.
Diaries?
Yeah.
It's a vampire show. It's about a vampire show.
Yeah.
あ、でもこれ綺麗な感じ。イケメンのヴァンパイアと、
huh?
イケメンのヴァンパイア兄弟とヒロインが繰り広げる禁断
の、oh, yeah.
そうなんだいいよこれでも
面白い。 You wanna try that?
うん、そうだね、いいよ。
Okay, I'm gonna make sure that
Season 1, Episode 1.
Oh, they have that?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so do you wanna do that next week?
Mm,
all right, so then next week we have Glee mm-hmm. episode 13 and The Vampire Diaries season 1 episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is gonna be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The Vampire Diaries.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else
so
that
da ne.
Piques your interest?
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Mm. How about Mr. Bean?
Mr. Bean?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
The movie, Mr. Bean?
Yeah.
The movie or the TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have the TV show on Hulu?
No. Only movie, Mr. Bean's Holiday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Bean. カンヌで大迷惑って書いてある。
Oh, no. It's playing. Don't
yeah,
play.
Yeah, have you seen Johnny English?
I have seen Johnny English.
You had seen it.
Yeah.
But no Hulu, だね。
Not on Hulu?
So, じゃあカンヌで大迷惑にしよう。Holiday にしましょう。
Okay, so then next week is the Vampire Diaries Season 1. Okay. All right, so then thank you very much for listening.
Thank you very much, and good night, everybody.
Good night. Wait a minute, boy. Where are you going?
I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.
次回お届けするのは、ヴァンパイアダイアリーのエピソードシーズン1エピソード1とグリーのシーズン1エピソード13です、番組ウェブサイトのアドレスは映画の english.com 本日のショーノートは映画の english.com/ene036 です。来週もお聞きくださいね。よろしくお願いします。来週の作品ご興味ある方は Hulu でぜひご覧になってくださいね。それでは本日はこの辺でお開きです。お聞きいただきありがとうございました。
Have a nice day.